Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and Alexa in studio now.
In the building, out of the trunk.
Sassy Alexa ready to be a savage this morning and answer your questions. I mean, Can't wait.
I suppose I could leave her in the office, like on the desk. We have a nice little office with a nice window looking out onto Wilshire Boulevard.
With
people,
AC.
If you're ever driving by, throw us a wave. Well, when we're in the office. In the studio, you can't see nothing. We have windows into the hallways.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go with Alexa. We got the first question from Leilani in Baldwin Park.
What up, Leilani?
Hey, Alexa, how come my dog always looks at me in such a bored way?
This one is both hilarious and easy to answer.
Yeah.
Your dog looks at you in a bored manner for one simple reason. They are bored.
Nailed it.
Your dog doesn't want to do anything that you are doing. Hanging around with you while you do people stuff isn't on their to-do list every day. They want to go out and have fun and do dog stuff, like chase squirrels, dig holes and play in the mud. Call me crazy, but I have never seen a dog get super excited about checking their social media on a laptop.
I've seen people get excited about posting as their dogs on social media.
You know what creeps me out? There's some dogs that have like human eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of look like a human face.
They look too much into your soul.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, that's when you believe in reincarnation. You're like, oh, you were a person one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a creepy one because you're humping everything.
Our dog in Atlanta, Leo, he's got like a face where either he's smiling or like he's got like a frown. He's not frowning. He's just got like resting frown face.
Aww. Resting frown face.
So he'll look at you and you're like, what's wrong, buddy? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. He just is that like, he nailed it. Then I'll take him outside and I'm like, why are you still frowning? He's not. He's happy.
I'm good. This is my face, yeah?
All right. So next question is from Keith at Chapman University.
Oh, good time. So, Keith.
He says, hey, Alexa, what do you think about doing group projects?
Oh.
Group projects are the absolute worst. Mm. There is always one person who ends up having to do all of the work and then most of
Truth.
The other people in the group just skate along and don't have to do anything mm-hmm. really and get all of the benefits.
So true.
Really. What you want to do when you are going to be in a group project is never be the smartest person in the group. You don't want to be the person that everyone looks to for answers. Be that asshole who just chills out and skates by.
True. Who are you in a group project? Chelsea. I have a feeling Chelsea had to do all the work.
Control
yeah,
or she would just make herself do it.
Yeah, I was kind of like the leader a little bit,
yeah.
You know, for the most part.
I was the leader, but I wasn't the smartest one, so they never let me do all the work. But I was always like, look, when it's time to present the project,
yeah.
I got you.
I feel like you'd be like the motivator, too. You'd be like, come on, guys, we
do
got
it.
This. It's going to be the best project ever. This is it, our future.
You could, positive.
You could spot out the one person that wasn't going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And we would just tell them straight up, like, we learned along the way. Are you just like, hey, just be honest. You're not going to do anything, right? Nope. All right. Don't be involved. You're good. We won't say anything. It's all good.
Yeah, you can spot him in this room. It's me. I'm not doing anything. I'll be honest about it right there. I think I did like one group project in grad school where I did most of the work.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is useless. I'm never doing it again. I'll just skate by on you guys.
For sure.
All right. Last question from Wilma in Irvine. What do you think about eating organic, Alexa?
Mm. Ha 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 ha. Eating organic is a scam.
What?
I am pretty sure that the word organic translates to expensive as f*** stores and restaurants charge you like 5 times the amount of money for a carrot that was free range or something. I don't care if the carrots are grown in cages with pesticides, just make them cheap.
Jeez.
None of the best foods in life are organic. When was the last time you got organic free-range French fries at a fast food place? I rest my case.
Free-range French fries.
Alexa, I'm not taking you to Air One now.
What is Air One, Chelsea?
It's a grocery store right over here, a couple blocks away, but it's like
the
all organic. It's literally Whole Foods on crack. It's
nice.
All organic, gluten-free, vegan, everything. But it's really good. It's expensive.
Edgar would try to make it there, but there'd be like 9 different food trucks on the way.
Yeah.
Like, that one looks fine. Yes. What is that, the fat queso? I'm going to get that one.
For sure, man.
Thanks for hanging out, Alexa.
Yo. Before we get out of here for the weekend,
yeah.
Don't forget to go to smartcupsenergy.com and use the code SMART for 15% off your order.
Nice.
Listen, You know that your ass is gonna be tired this weekend. Don't reach for an energy drink that looks like it was designed in a frat house and is probably bad for you. Go for smart cups. Just add water and you are good to go. Or if you wanna really keep the party going like I would, add vodka. Well, that's smartcupsenergy.com.
What about the vodka part? This sellout.
That was not a commercial, by the way. That was not,
hashtag not spawn.
A commercial at all.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.